Hello.
Are you?
I'm very well. Sorry, I'm sounding a bit alarmed. I didn't realise you were calling on my landline. I nearly ignored you because no one calls me on the landline.
Can I ask, how was your time on the TV the other day? You love that show. Have you been paying attention?
I do. I have to remember that I'm supposed to be there to answer questions, whereas I really just sit there sometimes just watching everyone else and finding it really fun.
Is it the best fun or what?
Yeah, it is. It's really great. And I always get such a good spot sitting next to Sam Pang. I just love it. He could not amuse me more, that man.
So Sam on your left, you had Glenn Robbins on your right.
Yeah, the divine Glenn Robbins. So yeah, I was basically just sitting there in heaven just listening. I don't even know if I answered a question or not.
Is everything off the cuff?
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. And they're all so good, you know, and everyone's very relaxed and it's that kind of, you know, Tom's very generous with everyone, gives everyone as many goes as you like.
And how much, is there like ever a blooper reel? Because we'd love to see it.
Oh, there is so much stuff that is cut out that cannot make it to air because it's usually too rude. That's where a lot of my stuff ends up, I think, on the cutting room floor.
So your show that we're going to see tomorrow night, not a lot of that's going to be on the cutting room floor because you're
No, it's all out there. It's all live. No one can cut me. It's great. That's why I do it.
How many years have you been doing this for now?
Stand up?
Yeah.
I think nearly 20 years now.
And what has changed from 2016 to 20 years ago?
I think it's harder now. Like, I'm glad I am where I am. I wouldn't want to be starting now because I just wouldn't want that scrutiny of social media. I couldn't bear it. It was hard enough when you were starting out being your own worst critic, but now if you do one bad gig and everyone would be slamming you, it's like, hey, 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 I have done it once. Would you all leave me alone?
You haven't done any bad gigs, surely.
Oh, countless. And any comedian who tells you they've never done a bad gig is a liar.
Describe bad gig.
Well, sometimes it's just an inappropriate venue or an inappropriate audience. You get a bit better as you get, you know, more experienced at saying no to things. I think that's the key. Like if I was asked now to go and do an officer's dinner in the UK at an army barracks where I was the entertainment, I would say, look, you know what? I don't think I'm the right person. But at the time I went, oh, okay. And it was just terrific. It was awful. It was so inappropriate.
So coming to Mackay, how much inappropriate election material will you be doing? Because it will be election night.
I know, it's election night. I already had to go and vote because I won't be in town. So, yeah, I don't know. It's such a hard one, like talking about politics. I sort of don't want to put people in an angry mood. I like people to come out and be able to enjoy themselves. So I think we might have an election-free evening.
Yes, finally.
I'll have my tour manager in the wings so I can get updates if we need them for people.
We don't want to know that.
I'll be doing spoilers throughout the night in case anyone's taping the election for when they get home.
You know what we do want, or I want personally, is the burlesque dancer with the balloons to come back. Is she?
Oh,
will
that's
she
from
be
the other
here?
Show. That's from the old show. Yeah, no, this is an all new show.
So she's not even going to make any appearances. Because I want to know how many times you practice that because you're singing and making that balloon noise in the one breath. How do you do that?
I know. Well, there were certain nights where I, you know, got my pops all wrong, and I got so I must have just got it right the night you saw it.
It is very funny, and you go down into the audience and do it in front of them. So that's just mind-blowing.
Oh, yeah, the terrible cabaret lady, yeah. Yeah, she's pretty frightening. No, she's not back. She's gone for this show. This show I talk about, I do quite a bit of stuff about a policeman that I dated for a while. That was all very interesting fodder, going out with a cop.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't tell, because you got to tell tomorrow night, no. You got to bring up any of the... I was reading the other day that you... Were you once a PE teacher? Is that true?
I didn't make it. I failed. I'm a failed PE teacher. I studied for a short time. I studied for a year, but I never finished the course. I couldn't hack it. They sent me out to do the prac teaching, and I came back after 6 weeks from that and went, yeah, I'm not sure why I would keep studying in order to hit my head against a brick wall, which is what it is like trying to teach teenage girls sport.
Does that mean you're not fitness person now?
Oh. Look, I know I'm probably not. I walk my dog, but that's probably about all the fitness I do. I did flying trapeze the other day. That was exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, I failed in spectacular fashion. I'm all about that. You know, I'm all about how can I do the funniest landing possible. Not intentionally, but I certainly brought it home with a few face plants.
When will we see that?
Yeah, I'm working on that for my next show. That'll be a while, that one. A lot of OH&S involved there, so we'll see.
Now, Utopia, that is one of the it's in hiatus at the moment. That is one of the funniest TV shows I think I've seen in the last 10 years. That must be so enjoyable to be part of that.
Again, it's the same Working Dog people that do Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah.
And it is just a joy to work on. And we're all thrilled because we just got told we're coming back February. We're filming another series. So we will be back. Rhonda and the team will be back.
How much of you do you put into her?
Well, I think I just have it's such a good role because I get to be the annoying person in the room. And I don't know what it says about me, but I find that so easy to play, to just be the person in the room that everyone hates and wishes would bugger off.
We've all seen it. We go into any office block and there's always that one person.
Yeah, that's a fantastic thing. I get so many people stopping me saying, oh my God, we've got a Rhonda in our office. You know, and people telling me, now we call it doing a Rhonda.
One of the funniest episodes, I think, was when they only had Wi-Fi access at certain parts of the building, at reception or in the men's dunny or something. I think it was. That was just a classic.
Yeah, it's great.
It's fair. And again, on that show, is there stuff on the cutting room floor that is just not fit for TV consumption as well? Is there like a blooper reel behind the scenes for that as well?
Oh, there's probably some. Yeah, I'd say there's some fantastic bloopers because it's such a wordy. You know, it's very fast-paced and, you know, you really do have to kind of go fast and know your lines and stuff. So there are a lot of occasions where, you know, yeah, we get it wrong.
That's always the funniest part, though.
Yeah.
For us, anyway, maybe not for you actors as well.
Oh, no, it is. It's great fun.
Now, tell us about your hair. There's been a couple of ladies in our office.
Okay. Let's get down to the important stuff then. I like the way you warmed me up with all the, you know, the soft stuff. And now, hardcore, your hair.
Well, we can't wait for tomorrow night, sure. But what is with your hair? It's different. It's out there. What do you do to keep it in tune or to keep it in check? It seems to have a different postcode every time I see it on TV.
Well, yeah, it's unpredictable. I'll give you that. You know, like you don't want to have to come back and say, oh, we need to get another shot the next day. Because, like, well, it won't match because my hair will be different. It's very different, obviously, in Utopia because they straighten it. That's a tedious hour for everybody as I have to go in earlier than everyone else. And so does the hair and makeup lady to do my hair. That's a whole other world. But, yeah, I don't know. I just kind of wash it and hope for the best.
Is that it? That's all you do?
It's hitting and hoping my hair, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was hoping for more.
Oh, you know, I'll put any product that's lying around in it. You know, if I can't find product, I'll probably use, I don't know, a bit of what I can find in the fridge. Just whatever you can put, whatever you can find. I don't know what's in there. There could be small animals nesting in there. I don't know. It's an environment.
It is. It's a different environment.
It's a little ecosystem of its own.
All right. On stage tomorrow night, when we go there, if we haven't already got our tickets, we need to ask ourselves why. But when we go and get our tickets, what can we expect to see on stage tomorrow night?
Well, please come along. After a very heavy day of, you know, voting and elections, it's going to just be a good fun night of let your hair down, to use the hair thing. And, yeah, it's coming to the end of my tour, so we're really having fun with it now. And my sister's coming on stage to do some music with me, so we'll have a couple of songs and lots of good stories and some excellent voices and acting artwork from me.
Hang on, if you're coming...
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the show, and I'm sad to have to let it go soon because these are a couple of the last gigs we're doing. So.
But if you're coming to the end of the shows, of the tour, aren't you getting to the point of, like, oh, just be done with it, I don't want to do this anymore?
Oh, no, it's okay. Turning into a free-for-all now. Oh no, there's all sorts of stuff happening now on stage that wasn't happening at the beginning when I was being really professional and keeping it.
So it's not quite professional and it's not quite ludicrous. It's in the middle.
No, it's definitely professional, but I'm certainly having fun.
We can't wait to see you. Kitty Flanagan, as always, an absolute pleasure to talk to you and your hair. We'll see you on stage tomorrow night, okay?
Fingers crossed my hair shows up.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.